Well, good afternoon and welcome to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM WSKV and on the web at listenlikealocal.com. Want to welcome you to Bluegrass Breakout today. It is a special day here in the Irvin Studios, and we are broadcasting live from our Main Street in Irvin Studio, and we've got some great special guests to share with you today. On this Tuesday, July 19th, it's 82 degrees on the Pickup Country front porch and the Pickup Country time 106. We are here live in studio with Kristen Murphy, organizer of Holler Girl Music Festival, the first annual coming up.
Yay!
Yay! Hello. Yeah, I need to make sure I can hear you. Get that mic up there.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Awesome. Hi.
All right. And we've also got in studio with us several of the performers that you have in the lineup for this year's festival, including Brittany Dawn Samples. Say hello.
Howdy.
We've also got Erin Slaney. She's in the band room right now, and I don't have her mic on. Okay, go.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, no. I still got to mute. Okay, one more time.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, there's Erin. See, we're trying to work out the sound stuff. And we've also got Huck and Jesse. Huck Taylor does not have a mic right up to her face right now, but we're going to play musical microphones in just a few minutes and get everybody some time on. But first, we want to talk to Kristen about Holler Girl. What made you decide that we needed a Holler Girl music festival?
Okay, so that's a loaded question, but I will do my best to answer it. Okay, so back in the day, we had my ex-partner and I came up with the Picking on the Patio during COVID, mm-hmm. when people needed music and we really didn't have anywhere to go. So we came up with this idea of doing the home shows. And we had a pretty successful first year. So this summer, I thought, well, why don't we do like a female show? And, you know, get a couple of the, you know, three or four girls that I knew and, you know, mm-hmm. have them come out and play. And it kind of just snowballed into this. But during the whole thought process, you know, it was something that became really important to me, especially with everything that's going on right now in the world. It's, you know, let's showcase these wonderfully talented women that we have in Kentucky, bringing them to the forefront. Most of them are already in bands and stuff like that, but let's showcase what they can do. And I just started asking all of these women that I know, and they didn't expect them all to say yes. And they did. So it just kind of developed into a, you know, from a one, you know, few hour show at the house to maybe we'll do a day, you know, full day. Maybe we'll do I'm just going to do a full blown music festival. So
what made you decide on Rockcastle Riverside? I mean, I love that venue. People who listen to Bluegrass Breakout hear me talk about it all the time. You got to go. Even if there's nothing happening, you got to go. Yeah. So what made you decide that place in particular?
It's literally the best place that I've ever been in my life. I feel so at peace there going to just camp or, you know, I'm part of the Moonshiners Ball crew as well. So I've been out there many times, and every single time I go, as soon as you pull in, and just walk on the property, it's like you just belong, mm-hmm. and it feels good. And that's the whole premise of this festival is I just want people to walk away from it saying, wow, what a weekend, mm-hmm. and look what we've done. You know, look at all of this new talent that maybe someone hasn't discovered, or, you know, wow, she really is amazing, or, you know, I'm coming to see so and so, and they leave thinking, what a great weekend of music.
Now, what was your first thought, Brittany, when she asked you to come and be a part of Holler Girl?
I mean, I obviously, like, I didn't even really ask, I think, what the dates were. I was like, yes, absolutely. This sounds amazing. I have never been to, and honestly, I've never been personally to an all-female festival. I think that's a great idea. I've been to, like, night shows, like, where it's featured like, maybe a few different women. But to have a whole weekend of it, like, I don't know. I just felt... I want to say, like, I'm not a religious person, but blessed is the best word I could come up with.
Right.
Like, it felt really good to be considered with all these women who I love listening to all of them. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it was just an amazing feeling.
It does help when you're a fan of, like, everybody on the list.
It was like, worst case scenario, I blow it, but, like, you know, maybe I'll make some friends.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Have you been surprised by the response?
Yes, the buzz is huge. Well, yes and no. I'll be honest, no, because we need this. Mm-hmm. And I think the more and more people hear about it, they think, well, yeah, that sounds really awesome. And, you know, no, people are really super excited about it. So no, I'm not terribly surprised, but at the same time, I'm just even surprised this is happening.
Right.
I feel like I'm kind of living outside of my own body right now with what is actually happening with this. So,
well, for folks wondering, what is Holler Girl? Holler Girl is a music festival that is going to be taking place on August 12th and 13th at Rockcastle Riverside. Tickets are available. I hope tickets are going fast. I really hope they are. I hope it's just, you know, blowing up like crazy. But you definitely want to go. You definitely want to take your friends. I'm going to try to take every young female that I can just to witness what it is to see women doing their thing and being confident and supported by other women. Mm-hmm. I think that is so important. And like I was saying before, I want them to see you, mm-hmm. festival organizer, doing what you do. I want yeah. them to see the volunteers doing what they're doing, the mm-hmm. artists on stage, the musicians. Now, I understand we have an entire sound crew plus Chris Morris who are going to be females. So that is going to be cool because I've been, you know, the female out there doing sound before mm-hmm. with, you know, one male and two females. And it's kind of a cool thing. But even the vendors and yeah. the craftspeople, I mean, mm-hmm. some strong females representing, you know,
yeah.
what they love to do. So I want to see every young lady out there just checking it out and enjoying it.
Absolutely. That's the idea. And again, like another major point about this is that, you know, all I want to do is bring the females forward. I just want people to just recognize what we're capable of, you know. And then, and I think a lot of the times, you know, we get kind of looked over. I mean, not necessarily all the time, but, you know, I think it's very important to just really put this out there. And the vendors and the food trucks, you know, everything. But men are invited.
Yes,
please
yes.
come. I'm not shunning anyone away. We've got men playing on the stage with the women. The idea is just to bring them to the front. So yeah, please, everybody come. It's family friendly too. So
indeed,
please bring your kids. My girls are going to be there. They're young. Going to try to have a movie on Friday late night.
Oh wow.
I'm going to try to make that happen. Again, this is a very organic process with me, so it just kind of is what it is on a day-to-day basis. But my idea is to have a screen out there and just do like a family-friendly movie late at night mm-hmm. so that whoever's up and wants to, you know, hang, they can do that. So
exactly.
Yep.
Sounds like a great time. Well, I tell you what, we are going to take just a quick break. We're going to hear more about Holler Girl. And when we come back, we're going to turn Erin Sliney loose on the mic, ooh. Making her music. I've had several opportunities now to see her and hear her perform. And what a treat we are in for today. But we are going to take a short break. The Pickup Country time, 1:13. And we'll be back with more Bluegrass Breakout. And Erin Sliney, you all stay tuned. And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout, and we are here live in studio in Irvine, Kentucky, and we have got a great celebration of the Holler Girl Music Festival going on, and we're going to go over the list a little later of who is included in this awesome lineup, but we finally got Huck in here with a mic, so she can say hi to everybody now.
Hello, hello, how is everyone today?
So we're going to hear from her and her music a little bit later as well. But as I said, I want to turn things over to Miss Erin Sliney because she is just incredible. What are you going to do for us first, Erin?
So I'm going to play a song called Daylight from my album Truckee to Kentucky. And it's kind of more, it's a song that I recorded in the album on the album just straight with me playing the guitar and singing. We did it all in one take. And I think that some of the beauty of this festival is you're going to see a lot more solo perhaps artists or a lot of acts of women that have played with a whole bunch of different people, but it's kind of like a stripped down, maybe more personal take and set. So I'm going to kind of run with that for this first song.
Well, turn it off. As an artist, do you prefer being able to share yourself that way more than collectively, or is it any different for
you?
I
like all of it.
You like all of it.
I like all of it. I like playing with people. I like playing by myself. I always like to be able to have a solid, I just love myself and the guitar. I mean, I spend a lot of time me out on the porch at night with just me and Shelly, my guitar. So.
Yeah. Well, you're a joy to watch and hear, so you go ahead and take
Thank
off.
Thank you. This song is called Daylight.
Thank you.
daylight. Oh, that sunshine on my back. Oh, it warms and takes me back to a place when I was young. Oh, that wind blows. Oh, a note that my soul knows. Oh, it knows when it goes. La, 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 la. For my soul knows what it means when the wind blows, what it means when the rain falls, when the sun goes down. When the rain falls, pitter-patter on the rooftop, it just makes me wanna drop everything and settle down. For my soul knows what it means when the wind blows, what it means when the rain falls, when the sun goes down.
Erin Sliney here on Bluegrass Breakout and going to appear at Holler Girl Music Festival. Super excited to see her there as well. And you did a little traveling here lately.
Yes.
Tell the listeners what you were up to.
So my album is called Truckee to Kentucky. I was born in Truckee, California, which is by Lake Tahoe, kind of east north central California. So I've spent a lot of time on that side of the country. And I had an opportunity. I was going to marry some of my friends in Southern Oregon, so I made it an opportunity to take a train all the way across the country with Colin Wallace, with came with me. And we played music in Truckee, California. We played music in Redding, California, where I used to live, and up in Southern Oregon. And so we kind of made it like a renegade Truckee to Kentucky tour is what we called it. So it was really fun.
I love following that on social media, the pictures that you shared. That was really cool.
Thank you. I have so many more, but we were going so fast that it was hard to take time to post them.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, have you got another one you'd like to share with us?
Oh, sure. I can. Yeah, I can play another song.
Let's hear another one.
All right. Here's a pick. So I'll change. This will also be from my album, Truckee to Kentucky, but we'll kind of go change different vibes a little bit. Well, you know what? Actually, I'm going to play Truckee to Kentucky, the title track of my album. Since we're talking about the tour.
Let's do it.
And I played this in Truckee and then ended up making it in the Truckee paper, which is really fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It goes like this. Well, I'm gonna write a song about my life, and I'm gonna play it really nice. Gonna sing that song from Truckee to Kentucky, then back again. Well, May 15 of 89, I was born in a forest pine. Only thing that I knew, how the Tahoe wind blew, how the sun it burned my face with my daddy by the lake. Didn't see that lake no more till the day I turned 24. I moved from Truckee to Kentucky and then back again. I've been here before, but I just can't remember when. Like my heart knew where the stars were when I came into this world. I moved from Truckee to Kentucky when I was a little girl. Yes, I grew up just a little girl on a farm, swinging in tires, doing flips to break my arm, singing songs with the family and hanging from ropes in the apple trees. Then a nice young man, he wanted to marry me. We'd stomp in creeks and start a family. But something inside of me just wouldn't let that be. I had to go out west, I had to go fly free. I moved from Truckee to Kentucky and then back again. I've been here before, but I just can't remember when. Like my heart knew where the stars were when I came into this world to move from Truckee to Kentucky when I was a little girl. And then I was 25, high on cliffs and feeling alive. Drank myself sober, danced myself clean, all amongst the evergreens. And then I was 28, playing guitar and staying up late. Don't know where I'll settle down, so I keep on traveling from town to town. I moved from Truckee to Kentucky, and then back again. I've been here before, but I just can't remember when. Like my heart knew where the stars were when I came into this world. I moved from Truckee to Kentucky when I was a little girl. Yeah, I spent 5 years going from Truckee to Kentucky, Kentucky back to Truckee, and then back again. By train, by plane, by car, Lord, it's very far. From Truckee to Kentucky, then back again. Now I'm feeling fine at 29. Just have a few more lines. Yes, I'm feeling fine at 29. Just can't be wasting more time. Yes, I'm feeling fine at 29. Just have a few more lines and I'll keep adding lines as time goes by. But for now, this is my song.
From Truckee to Kentucky, Miss Erin Sliney here on Bluegrass Breakout. And you can catch her at Holler Girl Music Festival coming up August 12th and 13th. And what an honor to have you here with us today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
And we're going to hear more from her a little later. We're also going to hear from Brittany and from Huck. And we'll be talking more with Kristen Murphy about the Holler Girl Music Festival. But we are going to take, I think, a break. Let me look at my schedule here. Okay, we're going to take a break, but with music, because we want to hear from some of the other ladies who are going to be performing. Melody Youngblood, we had a big conversation about Miss Melody Youngblood earlier.
Oh, I can't wait.
She is phenomenal, and she is actually from Oregon, but she's lived here in Kentucky for quite a while. And we're going to hear her song, Born in Oregon, and we're going to follow that up with Oxide Daisies. Miss Liz Frazier, oh my word.
Another one I just love.
What a show they put on at Sweetland. What a show they put on every time I see
Everywhere.
Them.
Everywhere.
Yeah. So we're going to hear Melody Youngblood and then Liz Frazier with Oxide Daisies. And when we come back, we'll hear some more from Kristen as well as our other guests that are going to be making music for us.
Born in Oregon, headed east for Appalachia, gonna get me some Bill Monroe and the Stanley Bros. They painted pictures that touched my soul. I've been studying all these women in your songs, little girls on grandpa's knees listening to Shady Grove. Pretty Polly, won't you come along with me before you are married? Don't you listen to me? Come all ye fair ladies, take warning from me. Never place your affections on a green growing tree. Forsaken, and you'll not know why. I've been studying all these women in your songs, little girls on grandpa's knees listening to Shady Grove. I was born in Oregon, headed east for you're gonna get me some Bill Monroe and the Stanley Bros. They painted pictures that touched my soul. I've been studying all these women in your songs, little girls on grandma's Thank you.
And you are listening to Bluegrass Breakout here on Pickup Country and the Pickup Country Time 133. Really excited about today's show. I've been talking about it ever since we started scheduling and planning to have this little celebration of the Holler Girl Music Festival. And we do have live in studio with us Kristen Murphy, organizer of the Holler Girl Festival.
Hello.
And we were just talking about, you were saying that you're going to let this kind of be an organic thing that comes together mm-hmm. and does what it needs to do. And for you as an organizer, what does it feel like to be doing something this big for the first time? And what are some of your long-term maybe dreams or hopes or plans for the festival?
Well, right now it's very overwhelming, but whenever we talk about it, whenever I talk to people about it, just like speaking with you about it, off air, this means everything. This Holler Girl Music Festival was not something that I had thought about before literally February of this year. I never thought in my life that this is what I was going to do. And when it happened, it just felt like it was what I was supposed to do, besides having my children, besides raising my girls to be the strong women that I want them to be. This felt like my purpose. It felt like something that was very important to me and that I can hopefully pass along this passion and this excitement to other, not just women, but to other people, just to other human beings, so that they can feel what I feel and they can see what I see when I go to bars or music festivals or whatever to see these incredibly talented women. I want other girls to come, as we were talking about, you know, what you were seeing with this, and what I also feel is when you bring your children to this, you know, these families, these little girls that are going to watch these incredible ladies play and then hopefully go home and be excited. And then in the next 5-6 years, they're on the stage, mm-hmm. you know, doing what they love to do. And I'm getting goosebumps talking about it again. But, you know, I just want to inspire. And I can't sing. You don't want me on that mic singing because it's horrendous. My daughters make fun of me in the car because I cannot sing, but I want to. So if I can't pass along inspiration like they can, you know, mm-hmm. then, you know, let me do it this way.
And that's important, I think, that everybody's doing their part. Mm-hmm. And that young people coming up see that everybody's mm-hmm. doing their part
yep.
and supporting each other. I think that's yeah. the other big thing that I'm really looking forward to, is seeing all of the female artists supporting each other mm-hmm. at this festival and encouraging each other, supporting the vendors. And I want to talk about the vendors because you have some awesome vendors lined up as well.
So many.
Let's talk about that, because some of them are some pretty strong females too.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, we have so many. We have, I have them written down here. I have Fogtide, obviously.
One of my favorites.
I mean, we've got them. Those two ladies are, I think Keisha's doing her own.
Keisha's doing her own.
Mm-hmm. She's coming too. We've got Sublime Connections, Melissa Banford. She's coming. Caldwell's Calming Creations. Also, I think it's a mother and daughter vendor, so that's going to be really cool. My mom is making some pottery.
Nice.
Connie Murphy.
Yeah.
She's making some beautiful flower tea light holders that say Holler Girl on them. So we just have so many, and the food vendors are all females, which, I mean, honestly, I didn't intend on that to kind of be the way that it happened, but mm-hmm. again, I'm letting this organically, it just happened organically, just letting it be what it's going to be, and it's just really growing into this beautiful thing where we're all just literally supporting each other.
Yeah,
there's nothing else. Like, it's, we're all just leaning on each other to make this happen.
That is so fantastic.
There's just no other way that
now,
it could.
Did I hear Huck say that you didn't ask her to be part of the festival? Is that true? Tell us
your story,
your Holler Girl story there, Huck.
Well, so we are fairly new. We just kind of got together, started writing in January. He found me on Facebook, thank God. And actually, he was going to laugh at me. but it turned out okay. So anyway, so I saw this festival, the Holler Girl Festival, and I started reading what it was about. You know, obviously, you'll read the text dialogue there. And I automatically I just went there with it. You know, I think absolutely what you're doing is amazing, fantastically amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, God gave me a dream last year and said, I'm calling all musicians, and musicians that don't even know they're musicians will become musicians. You know, so I've got to see this come to fruition in front of my very own eyes, and it's amazing. And, you know, I think what she's doing, like I said, it's so great because women sometimes, you know, don't always, I don't know, I feel like sometimes people don't always take us very seriously because due to the fact that we could be emotional sometimes. Mm-hmm. So a lot of men or other people will deem what we do by emotion. But I think that this will show that, you know, women not only have power and are powerful, but they don't abuse it. And that is where your power and your wisdom comes from within, is to know, you know, how to be able to use your talent and how to help people and how to be there for people. Mm-hmm. Everyone has to be different. You know, if we were all the same, it wouldn't work. Every single person has their part to play. It's like a factory, a big giant factory. And all the voices are so different and unique and special. Mm. And I love the fact we don't have a headline. So there's not emphasis on one. So there's nowhere in any shape or form this festival making anyone feel more than or less than. Everyone is on an equal playing field. And I think that should be the way that it is. Mm-hmm. Every single person should be taken face value. And it's a case by case basis. I think that the ability you've had to come up with all these female like rock star musicians is awesome. Because I'm always looking for people, and I always want to be their friend. I'm like, please come sing with us. I want to be your friend, you know? And there's a lot of musicians out there that they're not like that. You know, they want mm-hmm. to stay to themselves and all of that. And, you know, it's all about teamwork. You cannot do it alone. God tells you that from the very beginning. You cannot do it on your own. And if you do, you're going to make a big old giant mess of things.
So, I'm glad you reached out. She yeah. did reach out to me to ask if she could play, if they could play. And, you know, of course, this was early on.
Yes.
It was early on.
So I saw the festival. That's where I was going. Sorry. I saw the festival. I got very excited. I messaged her, and I didn't get anything back for like 2 hours. And I'm like checking my phone. And so I'm like, hey, it's Huck again. I think that what you're doing is really freaking awesome. And I just Jesse and I would love to be a part of it. And I didn't get anything back for a whole day. And I was like, you know what? Third time's a charm. I'm going to send one more. I'm going to just do one more, just for sure that maybe something wasn't connected or something didn't go through or something. But hopefully the persistence is what got us in, because we love to play and sing for people. And that's it.
And
just want to tell jokes. Everybody should be happy and get along.
Well, we're going to try our best to have fun and get along at Holler Girl. And I want to give Brittany a chance to share some of her music, because I've had a couple of opportunities now to hear and see her perform. And wow, like Sweet Land of Liberty Festival, you were incredible and looked beautiful. Your new dress was absolutely so nice. The bee's knees. That was beautiful.
I love that dress so much. I'm like looking at it in different patterns now.
we love her.
Yes.
Now, what was it like for you when you kind of got yourself together thinking about, okay, I'm going to be doing these festivals? Because I only saw you the first time at the preview. Mm-hmm. And I know you'd been doing open mics, and I know mm-hmm. you'd been doing a couple of shows here and there, but to actually take that next step and be performing at festivals, what is that like for you?
I mean, I guess the best way I could describe it is like bone chilling and nauseous making would be how I would describe it. But there's also nothing more exhilarating, I think. I don't know, man. There's so many people that we know, and I happen to know just a lot of musicians, and I get to hear on a regular basis people pour out their souls, and to be a part of that magic just makes me feel incredibly lucky. So,
well, you did a fantastic job at Sweetland. I know you're going to do a beautiful job today, and I think what was so cool is that I already told you, like, the first time I saw you and met you, I felt like I already knew you. Like, we went to church camp together or something. She's way too young for that to be possible. But you just have this sweet presence about you And kind of like Kristen was saying, she feels like doing this festival and putting it together is part of her purpose. It looks like you are right there in your purpose, just doing it. And it's a beautiful thing. So I'm excited for you to share. What's the first song you're going to do for us?
I was actually kind of up in the air on what I was going to play. But since we're talking about a festival, I have a song I wrote morning after a festival, after a night of campfire jams. So that's kind of how this came about. It's one of my more favorite songs. We all know we're our own worst critics, but I think this one is not too shabby.
Well, you just go for it, girl.
Sing me a song that's as sweet as is wine. Sing across the fire with light in your eyes. Tell me a story that grows from your soul. Take me somewhere I ain't ever been before. And the fire rolls on, and the songs are flowing strong. It lives deep within our bones. So far, yet oh so close to home. Take me a place that's far, far away. Sing it to me sweetly and forever I may stay. A song whispered but heard so clear. Can you sing a little bit louder now so everyone can hear? And the fire rolls on, and the songs are flowing strong. It lives deep within our bones. So far, yet oh so close to home. Now that I am where you let me be, your words drip away like leaves falling from the trees. Your branches bare now, I see you true. Your light, it's blinding, let it shine on through. And the fire rolls on, and the songs are flowing strong. It lives deep within our bones. So far, yeah, oh so close to home. So far, yeah, oh so close to home. So far, yeah, oh so close to home.
Brittany Dawn Samples here on Bluegrass Breakout. Great job. All right, and you can see her at Holler Girl Music Festival August 12th and 13th. Get your tickets now. And I want to give you a chance to do another tune. I said we were going to do like musical chairs. We're going to just kind of rotate in and out. What would you like to sing for us next?
This next one is a more recent song that I wrote. It's called Fix. And I don't know. We all have a loved one or ourselves that's had a little bit of a long night. So okay. That's what this is. Gone a while.
Yes, you need your fix. Oh, I know you ain't. But can you get high enough off my love? What will it take? And I know you, baby. I've seen your share of sadness. And you're trapped in the making of your own mind. Keeps me in a state of madness. Yes, you need your fix. I know you ain't. But can you get high enough off my love? What will it take? And now we stumble through the dark. And it's there I see your true heart. And darling, as I go, I'll leave you a trail. My heart, you have it all, and I know yours well. Spend all night in your drink in the morning, you greet me with a smile. Well, what was I supposed to think? You're here, you've been gone a while. Yes, you need your fix. Oh, I know you ain't. But can you get high enough off my love? What will it take? Yes, you need your fix. Oh, I know you ain't. Can you get high enough off my love? What will it take? You need your fix. Oh, I know you ain't. But can you get high enough off my love? What will it take?
Brittany Dawn Samples here on Bluegrass Breakout. You got to check her out at Holler Girl Music Festival. And we're going to give her a chance to kind of catch her breath. And we're going to talk for just a minute with Kristen about something very important that's going to be going on during the festival. There is a silent auction. Mm-hmm. And tell folks about that and what it benefits.
So I was very fortunate to have Greenhouse 17 partner with me this year. Domestic violence is something that's very close and personal to me. The main reason why, well, not the main reason, but another just part of this that came about was the fact that I want to bring awareness to this place, Greenhouse 17, because of what they do and how they do it. I am a survivor of domestic violence, so and my grandmother was a survivor of domestic violence. Of course, hers was during a different time when it just messed her up for emotionally for her whole life.
And there wasn't support.
There wasn't support then. And she and I were very close, very, very, very close. So partnering with Greenhouse 17 was one of the main reasons why this felt like a purpose for me. It came full circle for me, music, and then also supporting a place like this. So the reason why I wanted to support them and have them come out is because they are a domestic violence emergency shelter for not only women but men as well. Anyone who's a victim of domestic violence. The way that they handle it, though, is, they have it's in rural Lexington, too, which I didn't know, which is great. They have a garden there. They teach people how to grow food, how to nourish themselves from the inside out, and teach them how to be healthy human beings. Because when you're in that mindset, and you, again, I was there, you get into such a dark place that you don't understand how to take care of yourself anymore.
Right.
You lose all essence of yourself. And learning how to how to be that again, how to nourish yourself, how to eat healthy, because you are what you eat. I mean, that's just what they say. It's very true. They do yoga practices. You know, they teach mindfulness.
It's about healing.
It's about healing
from the abuse.
From the inside out, basically.
Because it's not enough to just remove somebody from the situation.
No.
Because oftentimes abuse victims go back into that same kind of cycle 100%. If they don't heal 100%. What's going on. So, well, yeah, that's awesome.
100%. I think this is a great idea. This is the first I'm hearing about the greenhouse, but I know that this is going to be successful for you. I get things. I have been looking for the person who had the domestic violence farm.
Mm-hmm.
God told me, find the music man. So that's what I did. I've done all these series of things, okay? So the next person, there's a few other people I'm looking for, but the greenhouse, because God said, there is a place, and it is hiding right in the middle of plain mm-hmm. sight, and there are people there, and they have good hearts, and they intend for good, and they are going to teach people how to take care of themselves and live off the land and be self-sufficient where they have to depend on no one. They can get family bonds back together. Our world is going to come back together. It is going to come in unity, and it starts right there. You know, and I love how they said, you said men and women. You know, mm-hmm. just as we saw with the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case, you know, you have to go back to use that as precedence a little bit, but it shines light on what is really going on mm-hmm. inside of these homes. And everybody thinks, oh, well, that will never happen to me. But statistically, it actually proves and shows that 1 out of 5 women have actually been abused. The person standing right next to you in the grocery store that has a smile on her face could be dying on the inside, and mm-hmm. you have no idea.
And that's part of it. It's a silent mm-hmm. epidemic. So yep. being able to bring awareness, not only, you know, that this is the problem, but being able to bring awareness of solution
mm-hmm.
and that there are people there to help and support and help with the healing process.
Because absolutely. It's,
you can't do it alone.
100%. And so the silent art auction, what they're going to do with us is they're going to have a booth there. They're going to set up and they're going to educate people throughout the 2 days. They are going to get up and speak on Saturday morning after our yoga practice, mm-hmm. which we do have yoga in the morning on Saturday with Ashley. And then we're going to do a silent art auction. So what that is going to do is basically we have people donating all kinds of artwork. Some people are creating artwork for the for this, and then some people are donating. So I've got people who are art collectors.
Nice.
Who are cleaning out and downsizing.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to just have so many great connections, so many people that I've just grown up with, knowing, and now it's all kind of coming together, but they're donating artwork, great pieces of artwork. And then all of that money that we raise for that silent auction, 100% of it goes to Greenhouse 17. Amen. All of it.
Amen.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Super excited about that.
So, if you haven't got your tickets yet, I don't know what you're waiting on. You need to go to hollergirl.live, mm-hmm. and there you will find all the information you need, the lineup. That's where you buy your tickets. It gives you the information about the camping. Everything you need is mm-hmm. right there, and go check that out. It's even got listed the Saturday morning yoga.
Mm-hmm.
The silent art auction is listed there. There's a map, so you can find Livingston and Rockcastle Riverside. And once you find it and you go there, you're always going to know that you want to go there.
You will always know where it is.
You will always know where it is. Yeah. My truck just naturally goes there now. It's pretty cool. But we are going to take a short break. We've still got lots to go. We're coming up on our second hour. We still got music from Huck and Jesse. And we're going to hear some more of the ladies that are lined up for Holler Girl in just a few minutes. As a matter of fact, let's grab something right now because I've still got about 3 minutes. Katie Meadows.
Ooh, yay.
I've heard that name.
My heart. I love her so much. And she's been here in the studio with me before. The first time I heard her song, Memory Lane, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And then I went through a breakup. And I heard it again, and it hit me a whole new way. And I'm like, I'm texting her on Facebook like, I love you so much, and your music, it hit me all new. And she's like, she's crying with me. She's amazing, and I'm so thrilled that you've got her coming.
Me too.
And although she's not a Kentuckian, she's not far. Zanesville, Ohio is not far, and she's been making a lot of music
here. She's close enough.
Yeah. So we're going to hear her song, If Whiskey Were a Woman, and this is when she did acoustic. And if you've seen her live, she does this, and it always brings the house down. So mm-hmm. I'm glad that mm-hmm. I could find this on Spotify. But here she is, Miss Katie Meadows, going to be at Holler Girl. You should be, too.
All right, guys, I'm going to give you another original while I got a moment.
Home Alone. If you've seen me live, you probably heard this one. It's called If Whiskey Were a Woman. Soaked red. Many a man would lie with her, and his hopes would all be fed. She could turn love into ashes, make smiles out of fear. She'll make you pour your heart out, boys, and she loved the taste of tea. Her face foul with freedom, her insides black from rot. She'll love you till you're down and out, and she's the only friend you got. Speak the truth out loud, and with the devil she'd consult. And if whiskey were a woman, none could make her a bride. She'd lead your mind to madness, yet still in her. She's a friend of yours until you know her ways. But if you love her too much, boy, she'll send you the grave.
And that was Jen Marie with The Needle. And Jen Marie is going to be making an appearance also at the Holler Girl Music Festival. And you were saying that she was at Michael Stallings?
Yes, that's when I first met her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was. We were on the front porch, and I believe it was raining. And they were just doing this little jam session. Here I was, you know, like I said, the non-little singer person that I am in the midst of all of these beautiful people. I was like, listen to her. And I was mesmerized, absolutely mesmerized. And I remember telling her later, I pulled her to the side. We were just camping. It was a small little, just her and her husband, and then Jory Bowling and myself and my partner and Michael and Sandra. Mm-hmm. Jeez, I love her. I can't believe I didn't think of her name. And I walked up to her and I was like, I just want you to know that you remind me so much of Ani DiFranco for some reason. And she was like, oh my God, I love Ani DiFranco. And yeah, so that was our first encounter. And
she's
never forget
amazing.
It.
She is quite amazing. And thrilled to have her. And all, you've got such a great lineup. I mean, really. I'm honored just to have the little tiny slice that we have here today. Because they're amazing all in their own right.
It really is.
But for real, it's really incredible. And I understand. And Erin, you can tell me, what is this about?
Them lasses. So me, Erin Sliney, along with Brittany Dawn Samples and Abby Rank Idlet, we have formed a lady group trio, power trio, and we are just starting. So we did a few little appearances at Sweetland of Liberty Fest. So at the end of my my set, and then some in the singer-songwriter circle, we joined together for a song. But we're all songwriters, and we all play different instruments and multiple instruments. And so we're going to try to keep it kind of fun and old-timey, bluegrassy. You know, we want to kind of switch it up a lot. I'm really excited. I'm learning the fiddle, so I'm going to try to play a lot of fiddle on that and sing harmonies. And so it's been super fun, and we have several shows on the books now, so we're getting ready.
And you will be appearing as a trio at the Holler Girl Music Festival.
Yes, we are on Friday.
That's exciting. Now, do you have appearances coming up between now and then?
Yeah, so we're playing our first real full show is going to be at Hops in the Red River Gorge.
Oh, nice.
On July 30th. And then that next day, we're going to do July 31st. We're going to be at a Better Brewery in Winchester. And that's going to be from 4 to 6. So they do like a Sunday supper kind of live music series. So we're going to be there. And that's going to be our first weekend where we're really going to throw it out there. And we're going to be playing at Wendy Corner Market on August 26th. And then at Holler Girl, of course, on the 12th of August.
That is super exciting. So not only are the ladies doing their own thing, but the ladies are forming bands.
Watch out.
So these festivals that don't make a habit of bringing on female acts, they're going to have to take note, I think, after Holler Girl. For sure.
Yep.
Well, I'm really excited to finally get to hear Huck and Jesse play. Let me get your mic on there. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Huck.
Well, I'm 32 years young. You're only as old as you feel. I met the love of my life finally at the beginning of this year after, whew, golly, I'm like, what took you so long?
Right?
Jeez, oh, Pete. But it just so happens to be that the more in love that you are, the better that your music is. And so I fell in love with him as a person because this is what he stands for. You know, even as a man, it makes him more of a man to me, you know, to support, just because he knows how important it is to me. And to her, you know, he keeps saying how amazing this is. This is so amazing. We heard her talk about her grandmother, and as you know, I was raised by my grandparents, and so was Jesse. So we wrote a song called Basic Cigarettes for them. So that's what we want to sing for you guys. Our music is kind of just nostalgia. We don't ever want to leave anyone feeling negative or unresolved. So we always try to help, you know, healthy coping mechanisms. Or, look, I admit it, I was not good, I did this, but here's how I fixed it, and stuff like that. We want to give hope, just like she said. I'm like, man, we're in the right place at the right time.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, you take it away. We're ready to hear it.
Please take me there where it's real. snacks. Well, this was my childhood. Oh, looking back, I remember all that. And the grass grows beneath the bricks. Through the front gate, she hugged me so quick. I can still feel you, I can still see it. Take me back to the part where it's real and rare. I wanna go where
Huck and Jesse here on Bluegrass Breakout. That was gorgeous.
We are countywide manhunt now. We actually just signed on with new management. Our manager's name is Trinity, and I'm sure he's listening. So, Trinity, we freaking love your guts, man. And we're so grateful. But, yes, countywide manhunt. And you can go to www.countywidemanhunt.com, and you can request a show, and you can see all where we are. And I'll throw in some of my jokes for free.
Well, we love you, and we love your jokes. We love your music, too. What else are you going to do for us?
Ooh.
Can you give us one more?
Oh, absolutely. We got them all day. So we write our own stuff. We write songs like we change our underwear. Listen, I got my perfect man. He's like, with his twiddle fingers on the guitar before we go to bed. He's like, oh, my Huck, I love you so much. I'm like, oh, can I just eat your face off? Not really. Just saying.
All right, so what are you going to do?
We are going to do...
Well, here's the first song we ever wrote together.
Aw, yes. You are the place I call home. I like to go there sometimes, just to clear my mind from these city lights and unwind from all these alone nights. I like to go back where no one knows, back where I can hide away.
Set me free. Give me broken heart memories. I'd like to go back where no one knows, back where I can hide away.
Hide away, hide away, hide away.
I'm gone.
this is a good song to like actually just tell people you don't have to stay in a bad situation.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes until you leave those situations, things that are actually bad, negative, and wrong and not okay, you've just been accustomed to just accept as okay. And that, you know, we're all about telling the truth. You know, I want to make sure that everybody knows the truth, because we deserve that. We owe every single one of our peers that same respect. Everyone is talented and special in their own unique way, and we should all support each other to do that. Not everyone can be singers.
If a healthy thing can happen to us, it can help to anyone.
Trust me, there was a long time I walked around saying, I can't tell you what good to do, but I can tell you what not to.
Hide away.
Hide away.
Hide away.
Will you hide away?
Countywide Manhunt here on Bluegrass Breakout, and you better go get your tickets for the Holler Girl Music Festival. It is going to be lit, and we are so looking forward to it. And we have got more of the ladies of Holler Girl coming up in just a few. We're going to take a short break and hear from the local Lens, and it is one of one of my favorite programs that we offer here on Pickup Country. It is put together by the Powell County Health Department, and it focuses and shines a light on the drug epidemic in the area and tells the stories like no one else can. Tells the stories of here and the people from here. And we're going to hear that, and we're going to hear a song from Swift Silver. Miss Anna Klein is also on the lineup. We're going to hear after that Belleville Blues. Thank you for listening to Bluegrass Breakout. Here is a clip of this week's Local Lens. And you are listening to Pickup Country, and you're listening to Bluegrass Breakout, a special Holler Girl Music Festival celebration. And we are live in studio with festival organizer Kristen Murphy, as well as Aaron Sliney. We have Brittany Dawn Samples. We have Countywide Manhunt, which is Huck Taylor, right? Mm-hmm. She's the female of the partnership, although we are not discounting your part in this at all. We're not. But this is an all-female lineup festival that I am super excited about. You can find out all the information you need at hollergirl.live. And when you land there, there is a button, a green button, that has event info. And this is kind of essential information that you need as far as camping, arrival, tells you all the information you need. And then there is also, if you have questions, maybe there's something they haven't thought of yet, or you need some clarification on something, there is an email address provided, info@hollergirl.live. You can also follow the Holler Girl Music Festival Facebook page. Where else are you represented?
That's about it, honestly.
Is that about it? Okay. Well, that's a lot. So on Facebook, go find the Holler Girl Music Festival page and give that a like and get all the information you need. Is there anything in particular about August weather that we should be concerned about? Usually it's kind of hot and dry.
It's going to be hot. There's no doubt about it. It would concern me more if we weren't at the location where we are, at the venue over at Rockcastle Riverside Campsite, because there is the river right there.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is jump on in. If you get hot, go get in the water. It's the perfect location for this event and for any event, really.
True.
So, yeah, it's going to be hot. We can't get around that. But, you know, just hop in that river and take a ride and come back off and listen to some music.
Yeah. And that's the great thing, too, about folks who are looking for family-friendly places to go and enjoy music. You can hang out in the river. You don't have to be right up front at mm-hmm. the stage to enjoy it. You can still hear the music in a kayak.
Yep.
Just floating on the river or mm-hmm. float.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cool to see people just having their family there, enjoying and soaking up the music, but enjoying the facilities there, because it's super, super nice.
Absolutely.
And we're super excited, too. We have got, we've got something really special for you coming up here in just a minute. I think we're starting out with Brittany, correct? You're going to do us a song?
Absolutely.
And then we're going to have Miss Erin join you for, it's not the full Them Lasses.
No. We would be remiss to not mention the fabulous
Abby Rank Eidlett. She is amazing. She is our bass. We love her.
So it'll be like Them Lasses Light.
Yeah, right? we're like a light beer, you know.
Less filling, all the flavor.
Still very tasty.
All right, well, Brittany,
I'll still drink it.
There you go. What are you going to sing for us?
The song that I have written, I like this a lot, especially with the charity specifically that you're working for. It's called Broken, and I don't mean that as an insult to women because we're all a little broken, and it's about how wonderful you can be a little broken. So.
Your lady smiles when it rains, watch it dance through all the puddles with half a drop of shine. And she's lovely, she'll chase your blues away. And now that they're gone, you couldn't be gladder that she came. And you've awoken, you've come to find that your lady's broken, but also fine. Not what she seems, though, you know all through. She's just a pie dream, but your dream come true. Your lady's broken, lovely and broken. You know that's all right. Yet again you're in the dark once more. She's humming a tune, tells you the truth, that you always known it's been doomed, that it's done for. That woman takes you right back to your youth. And you've awoken, you've come to find that your lady's broken, but oh so fine. Not what she sings, though, you know her through. She's just a pie dream, your dream come true. Your lady's broken, lovely and broken. You know that's all right. Out bright now comes the sun, and her footsteps, you know the light of the air. Only she can make you come undone, and it's you who sees through her jaded stares. And you've awoken, yes, you've come to find that your lady's broken, but oh so fine. Not what she seems, oh, you know her through. She's just a pie dream, your dream come true. Your lady's broken, lovely and broken. You know that's all right. Your lady's broken, she's perfect and broken, and you don't mind.
Brittany Dawn Samples bringing it here on Bluegrass Breakout. That
Thank
was
beautiful. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right, so let's see. We still got Erin close by.
Yeah, she's right here. This song, it's funny. I've gotten a lot of, I think we all have like gotten inspired in a bunch of different ways. You should see some of the instruments in our basket that we're going to be bringing. They're pretty funny. But specifically, it's given me like a lot of focus on like songwriting, and I wrote this one like I don't like playing it by myself. Like this is for me like a Them Lasses song. So like I hope you all enjoy it. I think Aaron really thinks it's funny, so that means a lot.
Yeah, so this is a song Brittany wrote, but it's a Them Lasses song. Yeah. There's a few songs that are coming out like that, even though they were all individual songwriters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like so. That we specifically have in mind for this lady group. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm.
All right. So what is the song?
It's called Old Dog.
Old Dog. Yeah. All right. Take it away.
All right.
Oh, he's scratching at the door, but he don't live here no more. That old dog wants inside my house. He howls, he barks and bites, and I ain't looking for a fight. Yes, that old dog wants inside my house. He comes to me and tells me that he's changed his ways. I've let him in once or twice, but not today. I've been tricked before, but he ain't getting through that door. Yes, that old dog wants inside my house. And he thinks that I'm a grouch, cause I won't let him on the couch. Yes, that old dog wants inside my house. And he comes to me and tells me that he's changed his ways. I've let him in once or twice, but not today. Bought a brand new pair of underwear. He chewed them up, he didn't care. That old dog wants inside my house. He thinks I'm downright mean, but I'm the finest gal he's seen. Yes, that old dog wants inside my house. And he comes to me and tells me that he's changed his ways. I've let him in once or twice, but not today. Not today. Not today.
Thank you.
Old dog. And yeah, that's now our new favorite. That was fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You should hear it with all three. We get a little silly. So
yeah, as I said, this is just a taster,
a teaser
of the full show with the full trio. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, we're definitely looking forward to it. Well, we've got to talk about this lineup because we've only like scratched the surface.
Really?
I'm going to read off of the official poster. Rachel Crowe, Andy Fee, Honey Wright, Emma Lee, Sarah Fightmaster, Them Lasses, Lemongrass, Anna Klein, Second Rodeo, Brittany Dawn Samples, Aaron Sliney, Jen Marie, Elizabeth Hazlett, Liz Frazier, Madeline Goins, Huck and Jesse, M. Jameson, Katie Meadows, Melody Youngblood, Sydney Adams, Elizabeth Walker, Rockstar, Slut Peel, Luna and the Mountain Jets, or Luna of Luna and the Mountain Jets. And don't forget the Saturday Morning Yoga with Ashley and Silent Art Auction with all proceeds going to Greenhouse 17. This is August 12th and 13th at Rock Castle Riverside. Get over there to hollergirl.live and get your tickets now. Tell your friends, gather them all together, and make plans to attend. And up next, we have Aaron, who is going to share something with us.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to sing... So I played earlier, I started out with songs that are just kind of me and the guitar, and I'm still going to do this me and the guitar, but it's going to not necessarily be so sweet singer-songwriter-y. This is a little bit more of in my soulful vibe.
All right.
But this song is called Boots Go Walkin'.
I love this one.
You like this? All right.
Oh, when you did this at a better, I was like, yes, cool. I love this one. All right.
Awesome. Well, that's what I'm going to sing for y'all. Here it goes. These old boots, they go walking through the woods every day,
Well, these boots, they go walking, and they take my pain away. Yeah, they're taking me away from whatever torments me today. These worn out soles help me go, help me get real far away. As I keep on walking, 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 I'm walking away. These old knees, they go walking through woods every day. Oh, they creak and crack, but they take me back to a simpler time and place, where we walked around and cherished the ground, and we had some freedom of space. Yeah, I get more free with each bend in my knee as we're walking away. As I keep on walking, as I keep on walking, talking to the trees, grateful for the air that I breathe that keeps me walking. These old hips, they go swaying through the woods every day. Oh, they dip and twirl, hold up this old girl, and they take me to pray, where the forest sings and freedom rings. Yeah, these hips, are they helping me forget, forget about the pain as I'm walking away. I'm walking away, I'm walking away, I'm walking, 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 I'm walking away from all this pain, oh, from all this hate, from whatever a modern complications that we face. These old boots, these old knees, these old hips, why don't you set me free? These old boots, these old knees, these old hips are setting me, set me, set me, set me free. As I'm walking away, I'm walking away, I'm walking away, I'm walking, 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 I'm walking away today.
Like I'm everywhere.
I got them too.
Cool. Make you feel some type of way right there.
Erin Sliney. Oh, that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, we're gonna have to take just a real quick break. It's our last break together. And when we come back, let's get you guys to get one more song in. And we're gonna have to shut it down. This has just flown. The time has flown by. All right, we're gonna hear from Meads Do It Center, Appalachian Wireless, and Double Star Firearms, and we'll be back. And we're going to land this plane called Bluegrass Breakout. Stay tuned.
All right.
All right, you're listening to Bluegrass Breakout. We're here last minute. Like, we know we're down to 7 minutes, so we're trying to get it all kind of... Don't close the door. We're going to leave that open. Yeah, because I got to take some pictures. Yeah, yeah. I'm total fan here. I can't help myself. But we have had a great time here in studio today. So grateful for our guest who came in and made it so much fun. And we are going to hear now from Countywide Manhunt. And what are you guys going to do for us today?
We are going to be singing our song called To Whom. It's going to be the first one off our album.
Okay. This is one that you sent me. Yes, I love this. Okay. All right.
We're grateful for you playing it. Awesome.
Them goosebumps again.
Once again.
Countywide Manhunt, and you can see them at Holler Girl Music Festival. Go to hollergirl.live and get your tickets today. A big thank you to our in-studio guests today. Thank you, Kristen, for sharing this vision that you have for Holler Girl. I hope that folks will respond this year, next year, and many years to come, and come and enjoy that.
Me too.
And is there anything that we need to cover, anything we haven't? Because I think...
We got pretty much everything. The only thing I want to say is that I just got an email. My t-shirts designs are in, so I'm going to start pre-sales for those tomorrow. So keep your eyes peeled for Holla Girl Music Festival t-shirts pre-sale tomorrow. And that's about it, except for one more very important thing. Happy birthday, Sophia. My baby's turning 10 today.
Oh, happy birthday, Sophia. Happy birthday. All right, and a big thank
you. Love you, baby.
A big thank you again to our musical guests today, Countywide Manhunt, Aaron Slaney, and Brittany Dawn Samples. Thank you all so much for sharing your gifts with us. And looking forward to seeing you on that big stage down there at Rock Castle Riverside. It's going to be a great time. Yep. Well, folks, I appreciate you tuning in and making Bluegrass Breakout a part of your Tuesday. I will be back on Thursday, and our special in-studio guest will be Jeff Farthing of Bash on the Branch. He's going to be talking to us about that festival coming up this very weekend right here in Estill County. And we are going to have Reed Fields here in studio playing. He got a great response the last time he was here. A lot of you folks really enjoyed his music and have been requesting it. And he's going to be here with us on Thursday from 1 to 3. And I'll be back for Tradio tomorrow. Buying, selling, swapping, and giving away. You all be blessed. Have a great afternoon. Don't forget, I love y'all. Ain't nothing you can do about it.